This is Earth Notes. Feeding wild birds in the backyard is an enjoyable hobby for many, but for Emma Gregg, it's much more. It's a way to keep tabs on what's happening with bird populations across the country. That's because Gregg runs a program called Project Feeder Watch for the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. This 37-year-old citizen science project, running annually from November through April, collects data on birds throughout North America. Participants in the project not only get to know their backyard birds, but help with science. Project leader Gregg says because all feeder watchers count in a particular way, she can compare counts across the continent, over the 37 years, and even between species. For example, feeder watch data clearly track the movements of the invasive Eurasian collared dove. First recorded in Florida in 1982, this dove has rapidly spread west. It became part of the Colorado Plateau's bird life only about 10 years ago. These days, Gregg is particularly interested in having Southwest residents look for house finch eye disease. This bacterial disease causes red, swollen, runny, or crusty eyes. First discovered by feeder watchers in Washington, D.C. in 1994, it has since spread widely. The disease occurs in at least one part of Arizona, but Project Feeder Watch does not know how widespread it is in the Southwest. Gregg encourages anyone who feeds birds to participate. Relatively few people take part in the program in the wide-open Southwest, so backyard records for those who do are particularly valuable. For more information, visit feederwatch.org. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. It's funded in part by Arizona Raft Adventures and Southwest Wind Power. I'm Tristan Klum.